Hello, 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 and welcome to a new episode of Across the Dinerverse. Searching for the heart and soul of America, one diner at a time. How you doing? I'm John Murphy, writer and producer of the CBS Science and Technology series, Innovation Nation. And now I journey around the country talking to people I meet in diners about their lives, their town, and how they feel about the USA. And the point is to get a sense of who we really are. Are we hateful, divisive, angry, and ready to burn it all down? Or are we generally kind, respectful, tolerant, open to hear other viewpoints, and willing to work to make life better? My take so far after 32 episodes is the latter, thank God. As always, please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And thank you very much in advance, or become a patron, where for as little as $3, you can ask me questions and comments about the show, suggest diners I could possibly visit in your town, your neighborhood, get behind-the-scenes photos and content, and engage with me one-on-one. Just visit patreon.com/dinerverse. That's patreon.com/dinerverse. In episode 30, a few weeks ago, I spoke with a trial lawyer named Dan Ambrose, who shared his experience being a trial lawyer and how our justice system is tilted in favor of the government and why he's teaching trial lawyers how to win in a rigged system in a program he runs called Trial Lawyers University. Well, Dan invited me to attend one of his boot camps in the blistering heat of Las Vegas, which I did. And yeah, it was freaking hot out there, I'll tell you that. And I really got to see how it all works. And in a nutshell, it's the strength of story and performance of the lawyer, maybe even more than the facts in a case, that can sway a jury toward a verdict. What I also learned is that research data is critical, especially when it comes to personal injury civil litigation cases. And that's what this episode is all about, data. And it turns out AI and data collection are becoming a big part of the equation for not only law firms, but for their clients. And it's leveling the playing field in civil lawsuits against major insurance companies and corporations. The little guy has a better fighting chance now with the help of technology. I met a couple of guys behind two emerging companies leading the charge in the area of big data and AI services for personal injury law firms. You know what I'm talking about. You see the billboards along the interstate. Been injured in an accident? Call Sweet James. That's one that's here in Los Angeles. In Vegas, this is an actual billboard I saw, and it read, "Injured while searching for dead bodies at Lake Mead? Demand compensation." It's an actual billboard. I mean, that's a niche business, but hey, if it works. My two guests this week are Ryan Shin, founder of Settle It. That's spelled S-E-T-T-L-I-T, Settle It, who came from the sports business world and helped launch a little brand you may have heard called Orange Theory. The other is Jay Sarmaz, CEO and co-founder of the analytics firm Truvee. I met up with Ryan first in Las Vegas during a break in the Trial Lawyer University's boot camp. Ryan, welcome to Across the Dinerverse podcast. Even though we're not in a real dinerverse right now.
No, we're not.
We're in a lobby of a very fancy schmancy condo building in sweltering Las Vegas, Nevada. Because we're here at a Trial Lawyers University conference. And we met, and I was fascinated by this new technology that you're a part of that's going to impact the law system, the system of law, the system of criminal defense, personal injury, plaintiff attorney work, all this kind of stuff. You're the founder of a company called Settle It. What is Settle It and what does it do?
That's a great question. We live in the world of health data, and essentially we created technology to plug into multiple databases, pharmacy database, claims insurance database, provider databases, right across the country, to then use Settle It as the vehicle to gain access to this information and deliver it to the firm within minutes. Some of the ways we display our data is by providing a comprehensive provider list of every provider that your client has attended, to medical codes, and a great summarization of their medical history to present day.
Okay, now your company's based in Toronto, Canada.
It is.
Is that correct? Okay, I'm here in the United States. Obviously, we're doing this podcast in the United States. There's something called HIPAA regulations here in the United States about, you know, disseminating medical record information and the type of thing. How do you navigate around those rules and regulations to try and, you know, put this vast database of medical knowledge out there?
Well, that's easy. We don't navigate around it. We actually, the only way to access our database is to be HIPAA compliant. So with a HIPAA authorization signature, you'll then be able to access our nationwide database, in which we are able to deliver this data within 12 to 15 minutes of that authorization signed.
What spurred you to this idea?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the technology. I have to give credit to James Bateman and Luca over at Marble. They created a wonderful piece of technology that can connect into multiple systems and databases right across the country, which then we saw an opportunity to then utilize a lot of the functionalities to be able to extract the data that your typical personal injury firm would need on a client. The issue is that most firms are going through this painstaking process in trying to obtain medical records and work the case up. The issue is that there's a timeline associated to it that's less than favorable for the client and the plaintiff firm. So what we're trying to do is eliminate that timeline to provide this information right away so that every firm across the country can work and build the case up utilizing data, not just the client's story, not just off of the intuition and the experience, but real hard data.
Before we start talking about the AI of it all and, you know, what that means, because that is the top tech conversation we're having in the world today, is AI, where it's taking us, what are the ethical values of it? Is it the big boogeyman? Is that going to come get us and destroy us? Before we get into all that, go down that road. I see you're smiling. You got a big laugh on your face. What? Give us a case example of how your company and what you're doing can work for a plaintiff attorney.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of firms could relate to this. Oftentimes, they'll take on a new client, and they'll be given a story, and they'll also be given a provider list. But more oftentimes than not, at later stages in the case, they're finding out new information about their clients that are critical to the value of the case or even the timeline of the case. And so in order for us to combat that expectation, what we're trying to do is implement a strategy for the firm to be able to cross-reference what was told in the client's story, what was given in their provider list, what was the causation of their injuries, what is the value of the case. And the issue is, again, the timeline to get this type of data is usually 0 to 30, 45 days to months on end, depending on the
provider. And hundreds of man hours.
Hundreds of man hours.
And billable hours.
And that's the thing. Time
that's
is
another
money.
Thing, right?
Time yeah. is money. And so now you're utilizing staff, you're utilizing technology, and essentially, there's just this Band-Aid effect, and it all starts with a Band-Aid because of this lack of visibility. So all that we're trying to do is give the plaintiff firm a fair shot to understanding what type of clients and cases that they're taking on up front. However, if you're opening up a suit to go into litigation, it's good to know what's happened in their history as well. So to take in data back from 7 to 10 years to bring it to present day, and have the ability within minutes to be able to validate the client's story through data brings far more efficiency than learning about the case 45 days to months on end.
Through hours and hours of research.
Exactly.
Because we're talking about, you know, personal injury and plaintiff attorneys. So most of these cases, 90, 95% of these cases are done on what's called contingency.
Yes.
Which means the lawyers, the law firms, do not get paid unless they win and get a judgment verdict in their favor.
Yep.
So all that outlay of money and man hours is, well, it's an outlay. It's a negative. It's like, it's a negative. You start with a deficit. You know, if you're looking at possibly a $10 million lawsuit settlement, you maybe put out $250,000, $500,000 in billable hours, legal fees, investigations, you know, research, all that kind of stuff, just to kind of build your case and take it to trial. Is that correct?
That's correct. And here's the thing is that initial investment is not a guaranteed result.
Right.
And because we're spending so much time and with the unknowns and the inaccuracies of the data and trying to correct that at later stages, well, again, then that means there was a problem right upon intake, right upon taking in a client's information in the first initial steps. And because there's a lack of visibility, you don't really actually find that clarity till months later. After speaking with hundreds of firms, I'm realizing that this cost of doing business or sunk cost is now just widely accepted. And that's what we're trying to combat. Don't accept that anymore. Use data to be able to safeguard yourself with the value of the case that you're bringing in. But more importantly, whether you even have a shot in having a fair trial for that client. So I think there's just a deep importance. But you mentioned AI. And data and AI are two different things. Right? And ultimately, AI is an absolute wonderful wave of technology that's obviously hit this space like a tsunami. However, before that is the data. Because in order for artificial intelligence to work, you need to fill it with data.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the first step. But because the excitement of artificial intelligence has hit this industry, that's almost overshadowed the power and the value that data can provide before you feed the artificial intelligence.
You kind of look at it like the internet. When the internet first opened up, you know, this vast frontier, you know, people are going, holy crap, the entirety of man's knowledge through thousands and thousands and thousands of years is within a click and a key punch.
Yeah.
Right? And it's kind of overwhelming. And so anytime you introduce a new technology that is even, you know, beyond that, it's a little scary and overwhelming.
You know? Yeah, well, you know, in my conversations with managing partners or, you know, different firms across the country, you know, when talking about data, it's so new. And the thought to incorporate it in the workflows, it's foreign. It's never happened.
By the way, you're the first company on the market be doing this, right?
Yes, sir. This is my very first podcast.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much.
Well, no, thank you, John.
Yeah. But going back to your point.
Yeah. So going back to my point, you know, in these conversations when talking about incorporating data into these workflows and, you know, I'm met with sometimes resistance and that's where I just strip it down and say, John, were you that person that had to convince to get a website 10 years ago? And yeah. Essentially, we're at that point where this is the new website.
Right, yeah.
That your firm could not operate without a website today. Well, it's the
and same, be successful.
And be successful. And in the same notion, without data now, can you be as efficient as the next firm that's utilizing data? And that's what we're trying to equip and empower and even also level the playing field.
Well, I want to get into that because, you know, let's be honest. When it comes to the insurance companies that most people are battling against on claims and payouts and personal injury, there's only a handful of them.
Yeah.
And there's hundreds and hundreds of millions of people that are fighting these dozen very powerful insurance companies that their job is not to pay out a claim.
Yeah.
They don't
yeah.
want to pay.
Yeah.
And they will spend millions of dollars in their bank of lawyers to beat you in court or keep you tied up with all kinds of filings and just, you know, bankrupt you through court filings so you drop the case and they win.
Yes. Yes. And
how can Settle It help fight that?
Well, we fight that in several ways. Number one, providing that upfront clarity is going to give you an understanding of the buildup of the case. However, when you get into later stages, like a depo or mediation, having an understanding of what you're walking into and not getting caught flat-footed and learning new information about your clients is critical. critical for the timeline, critical for the value. So when it comes to then leveling the playing field, what we're trying to do is provide enough information or data within the workup of the case to be able to properly communicate and fight for your client. And the issue is that, you know, with a product like ours, yes, we empower the firm, but essentially this data helps fight for the client. And the client's voice is often unheard in these types of proceedings, especially when going against a conglomerate of an insurance company. So this is where the data will then even the playing field, and being able to properly set up the firm to fight for their clients and have an understanding of what the defense may have on their side to minimize the situation. But we all know that, you know, when a client goes through a severe injury, justice needs to be made.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us any kind of real practical experience, a real case with how your program helped an individual and helped a firm, and what were the circumstances of it, and what kind of data did you provide that gave them an edge to win?
Well, I mean, it all depends. If we talk about, like,
or even think about a scenario that might work.
Yeah, well, I mean, a MedMal case, for example. We had a firm take on a client. They were having a very tough time in retrieving medical records at the time. The timelines to retrieve him was just elongated unnecessarily. And
so medical records of the client.
Of the client.
To access and get all the permissions to get these medical records in a timely manner that benefited the court schedule.
Well, it's more so to be able to have the medical records to actually build the case up. And for MedMal firms, essentially, they're not going to accept a case right away because they have to do an incredible amount of research. Well, that research is attached to an incredible amount of investment, of whether it's money, time, mm-hmm. energy, staff, technology.
So to even take the case.
To even take the case. Wow. And so by providing a comprehensive idea and understanding of the client's medical history, and even just providing that provider list, doing that through data, not just relying off of the client's memory, the client's story,
got it,
or their experience, because oftentimes they've been in catastrophic accidents, and the ability to remember everything, it's almost damn near impossible.
Yeah, I can't remember the doctor visits I had last year.
Exactly.
I mean, and I'm still getting like bills once in a while that come in. And go, did I go to this clinic a year ago and only I still owe them the co-payment? I don't even remember going for this test. I haven't been in an accident. I haven't been injured. I'm just a moron.
Yeah. And so this is where firms get to hear everything, but they see nothing, right? And they hear the story, they hear the understanding of the injury, but there's so much more to the case. Was there a pre-existing issue? You know, was there a prescription that was taken that impacted the treatment? Was there a pre-existing condition that was exacerbated as a result of this injury or this accident? And to be able to get that comprehensive view within 15 minutes of getting an authorization signed, it changes the game for the firm and the way they take their first few steps. We now take the Band-Aid method off and just start off with the first step of accuracy. And I think that's incredibly valuable and has been valuable for our clients utilizing Settle-It today.
And can that work the other way, to where a firm can look at this information and go, you know what? What they're saying is not totally true.
Absolutely.
They're kind of beefing up their story here based on the medical tracking records that I'm looking at here. Your injury wasn't that bad.
And that's the flat-footedness of the industry that most firms, almost virtually every client that we've spoke to or that's partnered up with us, that's what they're experiencing. Is it's not so much, you know, sometimes the client's not even lying. I would say it was the untruths, right? There's this fear that, you know, if I reveal this information or reveal this accident, that's going to impact the amount of settlement that I could achieve. Mm-hmm. And So there's this fear that's intertwined with their reluctancy to tell the truth, and this provides the firm to take a look at the provider list that their client gave them and then look at our provider list and say, hey, Tanya, it seems as though you visited the ER twice last year, but that's not mentioned on your list. Can you tell me more about that? Because that's going to be important for this case.
Yeah.
And giving that type of power back to the firm, well, essentially, they should have that control.
What puts you on this path? Are you just a technology enthusiast, or did you see an opportunity and an opening, or did you really see this is a chance that something that really needs to happen to effectively change the playing field when it comes to litigation and law, plaintiff versus these big corporations?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know if I would say I'm a tech nerd. I think I have a fascination for technology, but I more so have a great understanding of it. But what I'm particularly great at is finding gaps. And if I can take a look at your business model and see gaps and there's a lack of utilization in terms of technology, well, that's where I can become powerful. My life has just taken me to a place where I've been searching for an opportunity to be able to have a groundbreaking technology that can have a positive impact in this world, and that's hard to do. You got to search long and wide, and nothing is promised or nothing is given. But when I stumbled upon this technology, and all credit goes to Marble, who created this technology, I think me and my team, we just saw a massive opportunity to revolutionize this space and just change the way a personal injury firm can efficiently work up now. And once I saw the opportunity, I went to the market and I spoke to my first 100 firms. And overwhelmingly and alarmingly received an overwhelming amount of attention. And I just got a lot of affirmation that we're on the right path, that this is going to revolutionize the space. And couple that with the onset of AI now coming in, allow our data to fuel your AI. And what does that do for your cases? It streamlines the whole process.
Yeah.
So,
and potentially we can get through cases faster, make courts more efficient potentially, and just make the whole process run much more efficiently and smoother for all involved, both sides.
Both sides.
Yeah.
Both sides. And this is where we empower.
So cases aren't, 2 years on the docket to go to court.
And that's the reality of it, right?
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
And it's not because of the firm. Let me point this out. It's not because of the firm. It's because of these antiquated processes that
right.
have long plagued the industry. So we decided to then go from the back end.
Right.
To be able to deliver this news.
How long have you been working on this, developing this with Marble? And who is Marble and where are they located?
So Marble's based out of Toronto as well. They have been around in the healthcare side of the industry and in assisting providers to then transition to electronic formats of medical records. A lot of our motivation from Settle-It is based around the 21st Century Cures Act, which mandates every provider across the country to transition to an electronic format so that patients can have easy access to their own health data. And even then, it's still incredibly difficult to navigate. And so what we wanted to do is be the first piece of technology to be able to gain access to this, to provide an easy and safe way for firms to gain access to this data and to empower the motions of the case. Do we get everything? Absolutely not. If you ever picked up a phone and tried to call a provider and retrieve records, then you're going to know it's quite impossible to capture everything. But what we're particularly great at is being able to find the landmines of the case, which, again, This is the fear of putting in wasted efforts to a case that firms think is, you know, easy case to take on, but becomes far less as they get deeper. So this visibility and the motivation to be able to work alongside the 21st Century Cures Act is going to put us in a position to then work out all the kinks, the bugs of the system, and to be able to streamline this process and make that significant impact for the firm, hence revolutionizing the space.
Yeah. Of course, the tough question is security.
Yes.
You know, hacking, everything else, you know, all this information is so protected with HIPAA and everything else. And then people's rights to privacy and their medical history certainly needs to be fiercely protected. How do you go about doing that?
Well, I mean, luckily, how this all started was from a medical record retrieval company. And because of the infrastructure that we had to build in order to operate at that level to access clients' medical records, well, we needed that bank level of security. So that's been in operation for about 6 years now. And because of that, since then, we've brought on people that from the HIPAA regulatory board to ensure that we are compliant. And
so somebody from HIPAA is like working with you directly to make sure that you are doing everything
absolutely
by the book.
Absolutely. And because if we're not going to pay extra attention to that, then that puts the firm at risk. So we do our best and are very deliberate in making sure that our security levels are at the same level as a bank.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times new technology, first things to market, tend to be very expensive, and then the cost starts coming down as more and more people opt into it and bringing the overall costs down. Is your service that you're providing now, is it actually more expensive for these law firms than hiring during the manual hours, or is it actually more cost efficient right out of the gate?
It's extremely cost efficient right out the gates, and that's on purpose. We are trying to empower as much as we'd love to be as profitable as possible. The real motivation and genuine approach is to truly make an impact on the workflow of a personal injury firm. And in order for us to do that, we put money aside and we really pay attention to the day-to-day. Anyone from an intake specialist to a pre-litigation manager to a litigation manager to anyone that handles operation to the office manager to the managing partners to the legal assistants, and understanding what is their day-to-day? What metrics and KPIs do they have to adhere to? And how could we empower those motions to become far more efficient? So it takes us to then put the money aside and really just build relationships with our clients to gain this understanding.
And what's your hope for the future? Working this new way, where can it lead?
What we're essentially going to be positioning ourselves is the one-stop shop for all data. Any kind of data, and we're not stopping. We're plugging into as many data sources that are going to prove to be valuable for firms right across the country.
Could it help private investigators?
Absolutely. It could. Our data could help private investigators. It could help
law enforcement,
life care planners. It could help medical retrieval companies. It could help even if you are collecting leads and there are a certain number of qualified leads and a fallout of other leads that just didn't make the cut. Well, the firm purchases those, right? And regardless of the fallout. And what we're trying to do is let's clean that up. Let's make it far more efficient. Let's get some validated cases in play. So data could be used anywhere. It could virtually be used by anyone. I don't think we are reinventing the wheel. What we are doing is inventing a new process.
Anything else you want to add that I haven't asked you? Because you're obviously smarter than me, and maybe you know a lot more about what's going on that I don't even know about what to ask you.
Well, John, all I can say is, I can speak for my team as well. We're walking around with a lot of gratitude. We appreciate the attention. We appreciate the audience that's been given to us. And of course, shout out to our clients that are brave enough to endeavor into a new arena and grow and journey with us, because these types of relationships are invaluable. So thank you to anyone that's listening and paying attention. We're here, we've arrived, and we're definitely here to change the game.
And you're the first to the market. So if there's a law firm, an attorney listening to this podcast, how can they reach out and get a hold of you?
They can reach out, ryan@settlit.legal. That's settlit.legal. You can email me. And if you want to learn more, you can go on our website, which is www.settlit.legal. And you can get all our information and book a meeting.
Awesome. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. It's a great experience. If you are listening to John, and you're listening to this podcast, I encourage you to click below it. There's a lot of great content online where John really goes into important topics that's highly applicable to the industry. So listen.
Thanks, man. Take care.
You too.
And thanks, welcome John. To the Dynaverse.
Yes, sir.
Even Thank though we're you. Not in one.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Okay, so my next guest is Jay Sarmaz, CEO and co-founder of TrueVee in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, we didn't get a chance to record our interview in person in Vegas because he had to catch a plane back to hot Atlanta. So we caught up last week on a video conference call.
Jay, thank you for talking with me on the Across the Dynaverse podcast, although we're not in a diner. We're using Microsoft Teams to talk. You're in Atlanta. I'm in Los Angeles. But we're talking about AI. You know, boy, AI is the number one tech topic in the world right now. People are excited about it. People are terrified of it. Now we're talking about using AI in the construct of law and for trial lawyers and people. And what is your company and what does your company do?
Thank you, John, and thank you for having me. So TrueVee is an analytics platform. What we essentially do is bring all of the data that law firms use from different platforms under one platform and show real-time insights and analytics to begin with. So you can track a case from marketing to settlement. This includes, where are you getting your cases from? What are your conversion rates from different marketing sources? What is your cost per case, cost per settlement? How is your intake specialist performance? How is your legal team performance? How many cases do you have for your legal team? All the way down to, again, the settlement in terms of like settlement value analysis. And once we have all of this data, we've actually created an AI model called Case Value Estimator, which is actually giving real-time case value predictions for mainly personal injury law firms, which allows them to maximize the value of their cases if they know, how much their cases are going to settle for and then why their cases are going to settle for that value.
Say somebody loses a limb in an industrial accident, okay? They lose an arm or a foot or something like that. This AI program that you're developing or have developed, you can track all the data from all these similar cases from around the United States and give them an estimate of the percentage of win and how much the value of that lost limb would be?
Absolutely, but I'll give a little more detail. Yes.
Yeah.
So the model learns all of the injuries, all of the property damages, even the age of the person where the accident happened. It's just looking over 100 data points and learns exactly the value of, what the value of a lost limb is. Right now, we are mainly keeping the data within a law firm. So it's going to search the data, the historical settlements of the specific law firm, and it's going to learn from that. But eventually, we would love to actually open it up to a larger audience and then, allow kind of like between law firms, understand what the valuations are, and kind of search all of the data from all of the law firms across the entire United States. But absolutely learns it.
How did you get into this space, and what motivated you to target it specifically for the law community?
I'm a data scientist, so I'm very, very passionate about data science. Before getting into legal, I've helped a lot of Fortune 500, save them over $500 million over the last 15 years, just in aggregate. So I'm fascinated by the transformation that data and AI can have on companies. And I'm actually one of the original people also like developing these AI and machine learning models. So, but in the past, John, AI and machine learning was just so expensive and only large companies could do it. But now, you know, with the advancement of technology and access to data and these all cloud technologies, it's a lot easier, and you can actually apply these to other industries. So about 3-4 years ago is when we started a consulting company specifically for law firms, and was doing these analysis one by one, mainly to large law firms, which then, you know, we kind of quickly got our customer base to grow. So, but then again, we were doing this like one by one. We could only handle like 10 clients a year, not more than that. So then, you know, one day you're like, we can't scale ourselves. Like we only have certain amount of hours in a day. So we have to create a platform that actually does this automatically. So that's, you know, when we started playing with the idea of Truvvi, started Truvvi early last year. It's been a great journey so far.
And what's behind the name Truvvi?
So Truvvi means true view. So we want to show the true view of a law firm, again, from marketing to settlement. Initially, again, the idea was to, you know, we've created this huge database of all kinds of metrics that anybody in a law firm of any size can track. So whether you're an intake specialist or an attorney or a marketing or a finance person, we've created all of these metrics that anybody can track. And we had over 700 metrics. So then we said, out of these 700 metrics, what are the top 15, 20 that are most important for each one of these functions or roles within a firm? And how does that change from a small firm to a large firm? So that's when we created like this interactive performance dashboard for different roles for different law firms. So that's kind of how we started. And so we want to show the true view to every single person working at a law firm, whether that's an intake specialist or a paralegal or an attorney, all the way to, you know, finance managers and marketing managers.
I'm curious, how does that trickle down to the average person who's a client? You know, how can this technology, this AI entrance into the world of law and trial lawyers and courts and things like that impact the individual who has been injured, who is seeking a quote unquote money justice and settlement from an insurance company or their company? How does that help them?
The very first reason why we created Truvvi was the case value estimator. And that's actually to maximize the values of cases or find the fair values of these legal cases. So if you think about the U.S. market, there is about 75,000 law firms that are practicing personal injury. On the other side, you have 7 to 10 insurance companies. So these 7 to 10 insurance companies, you know, if you look at the amount of data and information that they have, it's a lot more than these 75 individual law firms that are trying to survive. So
you're saying 7 or 8 major insurance companies have access to more data than 75,000 personal injury law firms?
Yeah, if you look at them one by one, yes. I mean, you see all of these 75,000 law firms are fighting against the insurance companies. So insurance companies have a lot more clients and have access to a lot more data, like, you know, the State Farms and the Allstates and Liberty Mutuals and whatnot.
And they don't want that data out there, do they?
Absolutely. They don't want it. And they've actually built a similar model, John, like back in the 80s called Colossus. And they've been using that model to push every single attorney in the US. They know to the individual attorney how much they can push from a case value perspective. So we have initially created Truvvi to bring all of these plaintiff law firms under one platform to create the kind of the fighting, the intelligence to fight them back and, you know, get the values of these cases to a point that actually
is fair. It's almost like it's a David and Goliath story.
Absolutely. Absolutely, it is. So individual law firms, they also keep, so there's 95% of the cases, legal cases, are resolved pre-litigation, which means you cannot publicly find that data unless you either go to, you know, these individual plaintiff law firms or the insurance companies. So insurance companies are not going to, you know, give access to that data, absolutely. So then the only way to fight and create this intelligence is to bring all of these plaintiff law firms under a single platform. So that's one way. That's one way of helping a normal person, you know, that's getting impacted by these accidents or injuries. The second way is AI at the end of the day is a tool. Whatever we have inherently as human beings, we are trying to scale that. We are trying to make that a lot faster. I'll just give it, you know, very basic example, right? Like we made cars in the past to go faster. You know, we were already able to go faster, but we wanted to go even faster. Then we built planes, and now we are building, like, you know, super fast tubes to go from point A to point B. We're basically trying to inherently scale the abilities that we have as human beings. So AI is just a tool. And then at the end of the day, what it does is it gets the cost of doing something a lot smaller than what it is today. So all these AI technologies are going to reduce the cost of the entire legal process, which is then going to mean more people are going to have access to legal services. People are not going to be scared because legal services are going to be expensive because, you know, maybe in the past people were thinking, well, you know, it's a $2,000 case. I'm already going to pay $2,000 to an attorney. So there's no reason for me to pursue this legal case. But if we are able to reduce the cost of $500, then, you know, now you have a much bigger audience that has access to these universal legal you know, services and rights. So that's this kind of second way. I know it's a little bit of a long way to answer this question, but that's how we help.
That's fantastic. And what has been the response from the legal community to this technology, and how quickly are they embracing it?
It has been amazing. Obviously, like right now, we've started a little bit before the whole, you know, kind of legal AI boom. So we've been like very careful and slowly adding additional clients. But yeah, like over the last year, we've grown 6x in terms of team size and about 10x in terms of client base. Yeah, I mean, it's been amazing. We're trying to make sure, you know, we're growing responsibly and continuously add value and develop new products for the legal world.
And what is the future? Where do you see it going?
So because, John, I've been in the world of analytics and I've worked in other industries, I roughly have an idea where this is going to go. And what I believe is going to happen is more predictive and prescriptive analytics. And I'll explain that, you know, those might be a little bit of a, you know, complicated terms, but the ultimate point is, you know, getting prescriptions, right? Like you go to see a doctor, and then the doctor says, well, here's what you have, here's how you're going to fix it. You know, here's the prescription. So right now, AI products are just telling, you know, what the issue is. In the future, if you're going to program it in a way that it's going to tell you what to do to, you know, get back to normal. So maybe a relevant example is, let's say, case value estimator product that we have. So our case value estimator product right now tells, here is the value of the case. We have started adding functionalities to tell the law firm to take specific actions to increase the value of the case, like, oh, go get an MRI on this case because based on all the symptoms that you've added, you likely have a neck injury on this person and you haven't got an MRI. And if you get an MRI, the value of this case is going to be another, $5,000
higher. Right.
So getting into that prescription and making it, you know, a lot smarter and, you know, helping law firms take actions and move a lot faster in the process.
Is there going to be a time where these lawsuits, they're not even going to go to trial, they're just going to be a war between computer programs between the insurance companies and the law firms?
I think, you know, everybody is likely going to use the power of AI to analyze large amounts of data. So think about it this way. You're going into a case and then you're trying to look at 1,000 similar cases that has happened over the last 15 years. That's like tens of thousands of pages of documents. Nobody, you know, you're not going to have time to read all of them and ingest and digest all of them. You're going to use some sort of AI to summarize and, you know, give you a summary of that information in a very short period of time. And you can do this like now in hours instead of months and years. I think it's going to be between the battle of, you know, still two people, but then they will both have access to some kind of, you know, AI tool that is going to help them, you know, kind of make their case stronger. And at the end of the day, you know, everybody should be pretty careful about these just because, you know, when you're looking at that much data, you really want to make sure everything, you know, if you say and do is double checked and triple checked and validated. So maybe it's a way to shorten the process, but not to completely replace the process. So you still want to do your due diligence every single time, as you know, these models are not perfect.
And do you think it'll free up the courts and make things just move quicker overall?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Faster, quicker. I mean, it's going to be every step in the process. It's going to be a lot faster. We have, John, recently developed a demand letter generation technology, which is, you know, at the end of these cases, you have this long letter that summarizes what you're demanding from the insurance company. So that takes about 6 to 8 hours of a senior paralegal or an attorney. And we are now able to do that in 3 minutes.
To write that letter.
And, you know, the attorney spends maybe another 25, 30 minutes to make sure if they want to make any changes, and it's good to go. So it's that strong.
Jay, this is amazing technology and the way it's being applied. And wow, the future is really, it's here and it's changing very rapidly.
Absolutely.
How does it feel to you kind of being one of the innovators and breaking through and doing and bringing this to the market and introducing this product?
We absolutely feel great. You know, we're you know, there's a lot of new companies that are coming out, and I'm sure like there's going to be other great companies out there too. Yeah, absolutely feel lucky and great about it, but that doesn't mean we should stop working or something, but we actually need to keep working really hard to get these AI products to life, because it actually takes a lot of time to really get usable, secure, and strong products in the market. So I look forward to other products and innovations that we're going to continue to work on.
Jay, thank you for being on the Across the Dynaverse podcast. Really appreciate your time. And good luck with everything, and stay cool down in Atlanta, okay?
Thank you, John. Thank you for having me.
Well, that wraps up another episode of Across the Dynaverse. Many thanks to Ray Shin and Jay Sarmaz for being my guests this week. To learn more about their companies and what they do, visit Ryan's site, settleit.legal. That's settlit.legal, settleit.legal. And Jay's company is Truvee, spelled T-R-U-V-E, and you can reach him at truvee.ai. Thank you once again. If you like this episode, please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And to support the show for the low price of $3, visit my Patreon page at patreon.com/Dynaverse. Theme music by Keith Brock and the Kings Who Rock. Across the Dynaverse, always searching for the heart and soul of America, one diner at a time. I'm John Murphy. What's your story?